going to give you an attitude check this morning, because you know it's always good to start off with a good attitude. There was this pastor who was asked to inform a member of his congregation who had a heart condition that he had inherited $50 million. They were concerned that because of his heart condition, he might get so excited that he may have a heart attack. So they asked the pastor to give him the news. The pastor said, "Sir, what would you do if you inherited $10 million? Well, the man said, "Well, Pastor, the first thing I would do is to give the church half of it." At that point, the pastor fell over dead. Today I have a title, and that's entitled, "God Has an Expected End for Your Life." God has an expected end for your life. Many years ago, there was this song that was sung. It started off by saying, "The whole world is a stage, and everybody is playing a part. The stage is set, the curtain goes up, the scene is a broken heart." Now, at the end, just talking about coming together, it started off as the whole world being a stage, and that's the part I want you to get. And this was about a couple of days ago. I was watching TV One, and they had a segment on Unsung Hollywood talking about the car wash. And it was a very funny movie. The producer had set the scene for the producer, and they went inside to talk to him about how this movie, he came about with this movie, Car Wash. But I understand through that interview that they had a lot of problems with this movie. But to start off with, they had all sorts of, every class of people in this movie. They had blacks, they had whites, they had Hispanics, they had rich, they had poor. They even had a guy that played a homosexual in the movie. But it was just awkward and it's strange how this producer in the time that, in the hard time that he had to produce this movie. And anyway, the story goes on that he had they took an interview, he went in his office and interviewed him there, and all along the wall, he had segments of different scenes. So it was very interesting. The truth to tell us, to have a good movie, he said, to have a good movie, so you need ups, you need downs, you need conflicts, you need victories, you need good characters, and you need bad characters. And this whole movie was about, at the end, bringing everybody together in love. Even though it would sound very interesting, but it was very confusing. And then the question was asked, how do you know where to start? Well, they would tell you that that's the easy part. In order to have a good movie, you have to start with your final scene. You have to decide how you want the movie to end. And once you have established the ending, then you work backwards the film to fill in all the details, all the other scenes that precede that. In fact, in a lot of movies, you don't shoot in what you call everything is in chronological, everything is in order. You don't shoot movies that way. He said sometimes you shoot the final scene first, then you come back and say, shoot a middle scene here, a beginning scene here, a scene there, and that's how most movies are done. But do you know, when you think about it, this is what God has done for each and every one of us. In the book of Isaiah 46:10, the scripture says that God declares the end from the beginning. When God planned out our lives, he started out our final scene first. He started out with what he wants us to become, and he worked backwards from that point on to the times we were born to work toward that part. In the book of Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans of welfare and not calamity to give you." You know, it's that word declaring. God's word went forth in the beginning, talked about our end, and he is powerful enough to confirm what he said. Your end has already been established. If you want to learn anything take anything from this message today, I want you to know that God has already established each and every one of our endings. Your final scene has already been shot. The good news is you don't end up in defeat. You don't end up in failure, disappointment. You end up in victory, being more than a conqueror, and you end up fulfilling your purpose and to end exactly where God's plan for you to be in the first place. When we as children of God learn that our end has already been established, you won't go through life discouraged because of disappointment. You won't go through life bitter because of a loss. You won't go through life frustrated because of what you wanted in life hasn't shown up yet. You will stay in peace knowing that at the end, it's all going to work out to your advantage. You know, we looked at a couple of basketball games. Have you ever a big game that your team is playing in the beginning, and you couldn't stay there to watch it, so you have a DVD, DVR, whatever you call that thing, you ever recorded it, and you left, and then you can watch it when you got back home. But while you were out, the game was over, but you heard on the news or on the sports team that your team won. So when you come back home, and you sit down and you replay the game, you don't get upset because you know you already know the outcome. So you say, oh man, the first quarter, the team didn't do so good, but you didn't get upset. You didn't get frustrated. The second quarter came, they're doing a little bit better, but I don't know. You know, it didn't look like the outcome that I heard. So you just don't get upset when you know that your team eventually won. I don't care how thin a margin, when you know that your team has won, you don't get frustrated, you don't get discouraged, you don't bust your TV set, you don't kick the DVR, you don't do any of that stuff. Why? Because you know the ending, how it's supposed to come out, how it was, how it came out. But here is the thing. Like any good movie, there are twists and turns. You think, I know I'm supposed to be going this way, and I find myself going, seem like, the opposite direction. It's not that my GPS or God's GPS has gotten messed up, but you're going, your plan, and you're planning a movie. God has already set the stage. You come back, you're playing your part. This is how he guides you sometimes. Everything is not going to be peaches and cream as you walk toward the goal, what God wants you in the first place. My goal is over here, but I'm headed in the wrong way. Now, here's the thing, if you want to think about it. There will be scenes that are on there that don't make sense. Have you ever known that God told you to do something and encouraged you, and you work toward what you believe, knowing that God told you to do, and things happen, things come in between that just don't make sense at all? The sickness, the breakup, the loss, it looked like it didn't just work. It didn't look like it just didn't work out to your good. But we don't question God about that. It looks like, you know, if this hadn't happened, I can do a lot better than this. But what you need to realize is that in your final scene, as long as you're breathing, guess what? Your movie is still playing. Maybe in a difficult scene right now, sometimes you don't understand, a bad medical report, a setback in your finances, you have to remind yourself that there is not how your story ends. You have to know that God has an expected end for you. God, the creator of the universe, he planned your days for good and not bad. If you will keep moving forward, at some point you will come into another twist, but this time it may be a good one. Maybe a promotion, a healing that you're standing for. God knows how to put it all together because your end has already been established. We see this principle in the life of Joseph. God destined him to become a great leader. Y'all know the story of Joseph. He was supposed to rule. He's going to rule a nation. That's what God said. He's going to rule a nation to help the Israelites during the time of famine. That was his end. That's how God predicted his end. That's what God established his end. His end has already been established. What God said is going to come to pass. Remember, Joseph started off well. A young man, he was his father's favorite child. Matter of fact, his father gave him a coat of many colors. You know, that coat of many colors, you know what that meant? That represented favor. That was God's favor. But at 17 years old, Joseph's life had an unusual twist. His brothers were jealous of him. They sold him into slavery. He could have become discouraged and given up. God, I messed up. I must have heard you wrong this time. I had a dream that I was going to be a rule over nation, but it sure didn't happen. Don't look like it's going to ever happen. No, Joseph understood this principle. He knew that this was only one scene. He knew that his end had already been established, and he kept being and doing his best. How many times have we been in situations or somebody promised you something on the job or your promotion that you're getting, that you kept working your best even though it didn't seem like you're going to get the job? Did you keep doing what God told you to do? Did you keep working for God, not working for the company? No. Joseph had a bad circumstances, twists and turns. He was lied about, falsely accused. They put him in prison, which was another unusual twist. It looked like he was moving away from his destiny. This is the real test of life. Will you stay in faith when you're doing the right thing, but the wrong thing keeps happening to you? Will you continue being your best, even when you're not getting the credit? Will you stay loyal even when the doors are closed? You didn't get that position you thought you had. It seems like you are moving in the wrong direction, saying, God, this must not be working. This is where Joseph showed his strength. In prison, he didn't fall apart. He didn't go, oh, woe is me. He didn't do that. He kept doing the right thing. You know, 13 years after he was sold into slavery, he interpreted a dream of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was so impressed, Pharaoh was so enthused that he brought him out of prison and put him in charge of a whole nation. He saw his dream come to pass. He saw the expected end. If Joseph were here today, he would tell you to don't be discouraged when you run into detours. Don't be discouraged when twisting comes your way that may not seem to be moving you in the right direction by those things you don't understand. They are all necessary scenes in your movie. By themselves, they may not make sense, but when God bring it all together, you will come out fulfilling your purpose, seeing what God has promised. In Sunday school, we talked about a Bible Sunday school. In Bible study, we talked about made mention lightly of the children coming out of Egypt. Now, God had an expected, established end for his children when they came out of Egypt. They came out. They didn't get the food that they want. And they started murmuring because it's taking them so long, but it was because they lost faith. They started murmuring and complaining. Most of them didn't get to see the established end that God had already planned for them. But this is where many get frustrated. This is where many lose their passion. They just give up, saying, if God was good, why did these bad breaks keep happening in my life? We may never understand why, but we say this: God wouldn't have allowed it if it wasn't going to somehow work for your good. Nothing has happened to you can keep you from your destiny. The only thing that can keep you from your destiny, and y'all know the answer to that, is you. If you start talking negative, you get bitter, you lose your passion. Those are some of the things that will keep you from getting and keep from God's best. You have had an unfair things happen to you, but the depth of your pain is an addiction. It's an indication of the height of your future. In other words, the more pain that you feel that you're going through, God has to build on that to elevate you even higher than you even expected. I used to work for F&R. That's a Froelen and Robinson, the name of that company. And they used to send me out to construction sites to inspect the groundwork being done on construction buildings. So one day they sent me to MCV, and they were at the beginning stages of building a tall building. Actually, that building that's 10 stories tall, that's what I was inspecting. They had to dig down many stories first for the foundation. The taller the building, the deeper the foundation. I say that to say this. When you are going through things that you don't understand, things that you're getting to, you find yourself in difficult situations, you may not like it. It may be uncomfortable for you, but God is getting you prepared to take you higher than you could ever imagine. It will look like it is there to defeat you, but God is going to use it to promote you. No bad break can stop you. No evil force can stop you. It can't hold you back. Why? Because God has an expected end for you. He has already established it. Remember, along the way, some stuff is going to happen. Bad stuff, good stuff. Some things are going to happen to you that just won't make sense. This is what faith is all about. You have to trust that even in the twist of life, in the things you don't understand, God still knows what he is doing. If you're like Joseph, you know that God promised you one thing, but you're seeing just the opposite. You're seeing defeat, betrayal. You're seeing all these things happen. That is when you have to dig in deep and say, God, I don't understand it, but I'm going to trust you anyway. God, I believe that your plans for me are for good. That's not my final scene. My final scene has already been shot. And you're just leading me. I have to go through this scene to get to a better scene to lead me to the place that you have expected me to be. God always ends in all is well. Or he sometimes says, and when he created everything, he says, it's good. So if all is not good in your life, that means that he is not finished with you yet. It is not the end. Some of you are saying, Pastor, it is not well, it's not good, it's not well in finances. It's not well, my bills are not well. I can't pay. I am discouraged to stay in peace. It is not the end. That is just one scene. Favor is coming. Promotion is coming. Good breaks are coming your way. It is not well in your health. Don't worry. Don't settle there saying, well, if this is the way it is, I'm sick and this is where it's going to be. This is where I'm going to live. Now there's another scene coming. What you're saying is that God didn't bore all those stripes because you were sick. Now, what sense would it make for him to go and bear all those stripes that he didn't have to bear, but he bore them for us? Letting you know that I have, even in your sickness, I have already have your end plan. You may be sick now, but there's a day in your scene, in your life coming, where the healer is coming. You're going to get your healing. You're going to get your miracle. So don't rest and have a defeated life and go around and say, oh, Lord, he must ain't want to heal me. I've heard these things. I heard it expressed before. God must, he must ain't in the healing business no more. He must ain't going to hear me no more because he left me like this. No, it's because you are keeping yourself like that. That was not your expected end. God has already had and planned a good end for you. But as long as we don't go and don't have the faith and don't keep moving toward the mark of his high calling in us, in our life, then we're just going to be in the middle of just barely making it, barely holding on. God promised the number of your days he will fulfill. He will fulfill it. It is not your time to go. If it's not your time to go, you are not going. You know what? If it's not your time to go, you can't take your own life. I've heard comments just last a couple of weeks that somebody said they were dead. But somehow they're still living. Explain that. I know you can. Maybe it is not well in a relationship. You went through a breakup, loneliness sets in. Hold fast, this is not the end. another scene is coming. This whole truth for whatever you're going through, whatever is disappointment, the person that left you, they can't change your ending. They can't rewrite your movie. God has already established it. And Isaiah said that God has a purpose. Who can annul? This means that God has a purpose for your life. He has a plan. He has planned out your days, lined up your scenes, and established your ending. Then he asks, who can stop it? Remember the God that we are serving. God threw the stars up into space. He spoke the world into existence. He is all-powerful creator of the universe. Now, who can stop my plan? This is what he says. Who can stop my plans for your life? Who can change your ending? People can't. Unfair situations can't. Tragedies can't. God has the final say-so. So when you are on one of those detours, something that doesn't make sense, you don't understand it, don't get all upset. It's just one scene. When it all comes together, like Joseph, it is going to work for your good. Think about it. Think about Joseph for a minute. Think about things that he went through to get to the place where God wanted him. Now, suppose this. Joseph didn't get betrayed by his brothers. All right? If he hadn't been sold into slavery, if he hadn't been put into prison, he would have never made it to the throne. Everything that happened was necessary. It was a necessary scene on the way to his established end. All I'm saying is, what you might think is a setback is really a setup for God to get you to the fullness of your destiny. God has an expected end for your body, for this body. That's the reason why I guess this message is today, God has something special he wants to do in your life. He has an expected, he wants you to understand that your end of your life has already been established. Is one for good and not for bad. He wants you to walk in faith. I don't care if you get to point A to point B, you got C, you got those points in between, then just like Joseph's life, they may be bad. Maybe looking like you're going in the wrong direction. Maybe like God has gotten, just put you down and left you right there, but they were necessary to prepare you for an expected end that God has already established for you. And that's the main point he wants you all to get at God's Miracle Church here. Let's think about it. For the last 20-some years, how many miles have we drove around looking for land? Now, I never heard in during that time, I never heard any murmuring. I never had any complaining. We walked on a lot of land. We walked on a lot of different properties from all over the South Side. We walked on we talked to a lot of realtors. We did a lot of things, but never once have I heard anybody complain. And God has brought us to the point of walking on the land of different pieces of property all over the city to 6 acres that we now not only looking at walking on, but we own it. God is preparing each and every one of you to get through this little setback, the scene that you're going through. If it's bad, he wants you to get through it. Because at the end, he needs each and every one of us for the plan that he has for this body. But what I want you to see that during those 20 years, I never heard any negative parts in the reports that they kept it to themselves. I didn't hear it. God had expected an end for us. And he's going to perform it. He's already did it, that part of it. And the reason I say that each one of us going to have a part to play. Now, I remember Minister Scott, what he was going through, the illness that he was going through, was going through. A vital part. He played a vital part in a lot of things that's being accomplished considering the building of that physical building. He went through that illness. He never complained. He went through all the things that he needed to go, but God was saying that scene. He said, I don't care how bad he felt after the chemo. God said, this is only one scene. I got another scene you got to get to. And that's going to be better than the last one. He made it through that one. Then there was something else that happened and says, well, you got to have this put in. You got that was just another scene. But he, just like Joseph, he did his best when he was able to, everything that he did. So God got him. And then when the other scene came, that was a good scene. Now the man is completely healed. Because God needed him to be get through all that stuff that he went through, knowing that now he is worthy. Because I got another task for him now. And that task is taxing. That task is hard. That task, if you ever been a planner, planning a thing like a building, see, he had already experienced that. So what better candidate could God set up for this? And we'd like to, first, we just continue to thank you, brother, because that's not an easy job, especially when you're working a full-time job dealing with full-time people. Didn't come here dealing with church people. I'm not going to ask you which one is worse. I'm saying to each and every one of us, don't quit. The scene that you're going through, get through it. There's only one scene. You have a vital part to play in God's plan. Don't quit. Don't give up. For each scene that plays in your lives, God is making us stronger. He's making that foundation deeper, because you know the higher he takes us as a church, as a body, the deeper our foundation has to be. We need to be solid ourselves, because the weight that God is going that has already have established our expected end. So you think this is nothing. I don't worry about the few people that I see here on Sundays anymore. I never worry too much about it anyway. But you know, you like to see people that you like to see the church full. You pray for not so much for the sake of having the church full, but you like to see people that are established in God. They're really saved and truly saved. And when you're truly saved, you'll forsake the assembling of yourselves among the saints. And so you, in that category, you want the church full. But then again, if this is what God gave us, he knows I expected in. He said, you know what? How many times have you went into the armies and said, you got too many men down here? And he gave them something to do. And those that sopped like dogs, and then he came up, we were coming up against, I don't know how many thousand of people. He said, well, 400. Okay, this is all I need. Take this 400. That's what God is doing. You got to think of his word, and he never goes against his word, but we have to line ourselves up with what we understand in his word. Now, if it doesn't take but a few to hold up many, that's what it's going to take. But those that are here are strong, steadfast, always going in the avenue where God wants us to go. Remember the scripture, Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans of welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Philippians 1 and 6 says, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, once again, we come giving your name the glory and honor and praise, and just thanking you, Lord.